Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's another great opportunity to study the Word of God together, to learn what He has to say to us. And I'm always excited to know that there are people who join me in this time of study through the Word of God, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, sometimes even word by word. We just want to learn from God that which He'd have us to know in the Bible. And what's so wonderful about the Bible is God has made it and He's designed it in such a way that He's our true teacher. The Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us into truth. And that's why we go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. We want to invite Him to be with us. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, I give You thanks again today for Your Word. We are so blessed to have it before us. Lord, I never want to take it for granted. I always want to just bless You and honor You for giving us such a wonderful tool to learn about You and Your Son Jesus and Your ways. And we ask, as we always do, that You would, by Your Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. Empower us, I pray, O God, by Your Spirit, to live according to that truth, so that our lives may be pleasing unto You. And we'll bless You and give You thanks for it all, in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The People Who Saw Lazarus Rise. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 17. The apostle John wrote how the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he found a young donkey, sat thereon. As it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. And in chapter 12 and verse 17 of his book, John shared how the people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of his grave, bear record. Where we read, The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. The verse reads, The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave. John began with the words, The people therefore, which means the people both male and female then, wherefore, and on this account, that was with him or who were alongside Jesus when he called Lazarus, which means at the time and moment Jesus summoned Lazarus, whose name means whom God helps, out of his grave or away from Lazarus's tomb or sepulcher. John referred to the people who were with Jesus when he summoned Lazarus from out of his tomb. The verse goes on to say, and raised him from the dead, bear record. John continued with the words, and raised him, which means and aroused and resurrected Lazarus from the dead or away and separate from the lifeless, deceased and destitute of life, bear record, which means witnessed and gave testimony. John shared how the people who observed Jesus resurrecting Lazarus from his lifeless state testified about it. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how there were witnesses to Jesus resurrecting Lazarus from the dead. Not only did Jesus summon Lazarus from the grave, but he actually raised him from the dead, and these people told others about it. God sent his son Jesus into the world to be the Savior and Lord of every person who believes and trusts in him. And when they do, they will be forgiven of their sins and receive everlasting life. The miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead demonstrated Jesus' power over death, and those who yield to him will be resurrected from the dead as well. Next time, John shares how, for this cause, the people also met him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.